With FIFA President Sepp Blatter in attendance, the first half was scoreless and statistically balanced. The wet field did not disrupt the Americans' crisp passing, while the North Koreans displayed energy and speed. The second half opened with a U.S. score by Abby Wambach in the 50th minute, but her effort came just 5 minutes before she was hit hard in the head. U.S. coach Greg Ryan decided not to replace her as Wambach departed to receive stitches. He chose instead to wait for Wambach return while playing the North Koreans one player short. During that time, a quick pair of goals by Kil Son-hui and substitute Kim Young-ae gave North Korea the lead. Wambach returned to the lineup and she helped spark the tying goal by Heather O'Reilly. Ryan talks about his decision not to replace his injured star forward.
It was a very tough call. The doctor said they could get her back in within just a few minutes. So Abby's such an important player to this team. I thought we could withstand, you know, playing 11 against 10. And North Korea is a great team, but the two goals we gave up, I don't think were great goals. You know, I think they were both goals we could have stopped.
Through an interpreter, North Korean coach Kim Kwon-min says he learned a lot from playing the U.S. women.
As for the first match for my team, it just provides us with a very good chance, first of all, to know what is the exact criteria and level for women FIFA's World Cup. Secondly, by playing this match, we know how to adjust our team and prepare better for the coming games.
In other action, Swedish captain Victoria Svensson and Nigerian forward Cynthia Uwak netted second-half goals as Sweden and Nigeria tied 1-1. The result means Group B is deadlocked, with each team collecting 1 point from the opening games. In Shanghai, England played Japan to a 2-2 draw in Group A. Defending champion Germany leads that group after setting a Women's World Cup single-game scoring record on Monday in an 11-0 rout against Argentina. In Chengdu, China, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.